This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. Our content partner for this weekly series is Deb Pollock. She is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. And Deb, how's your week been?
Well, you know, David, it's been a wonderful life, and I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I knew you were going there. I knew you were going there. Well, as Russ told our Cinema Chat listeners last week, you were live hosting a couple of holiday film favorites for the Michigan Theater. How do you like being live on a TV screen?
Well, you know, it's kind of fun talking with folks about these classic holiday films, but I can imagine it doesn't come close to actually doing a live performance on television, doing a holiday performance like our guests really did. So before we go there, let's welcome performer, teacher, publisher, administrator, mentor, and Ann Arbor resident, Dr. Willis Patterson, to the show.
Dr. Patterson, thank you so much for the time today. And she fit a lot of resume into a very short period of time there.
Well, that's my pleasure.
Willis, let me set the stage a little bit. You were born and raised in Ann Arbor. You grew up during the peak of the Depression. How did you discover that amazing voice and that you had a talent for singing?
You know, I sat for many days during my early youth at the foot of my mother, who was a wonderful soprano. And she listened to the radio, and I'd listen with her, and we'd very often hear songs sung by the greats of that day, Bing Crosby, Robeson, et cetera. And we'd sing together with them. I certainly became very enchanted with the whole process of singing and listening to her and listening to those voices, and come to find out that I could carry a tune.
Your route to a career in this field wasn't necessarily as one might expect. Most people go to high school, college, and then get their job. But for you, college came after military service. So, Deb, I'm trying to put this all together. Where does the holiday television story come in you were talking about?
Well, Willis, you went to Eastern and started studying music and then went to the University of Michigan. But it wasn't until 1963 that you ended up performing in this live NBC holiday production of Amahl and the Night Visitors. It's a one-act opera that is about the visit of the three wise men. But how did you actually get there?
It was a result of an advertisement, an article that I read in the New York Times when I was teaching in Virginia, that I found that they were planning on doing a recasting of that show, Amahl and the Night Visitors, because the boy who had been previously featured as the title of role in Amahl, it called for a boy soprano, and by that time it had been filmed, though I guess maybe 6 or 8 years earlier. By that time, his voice had changed from a boy soprano to a baritone. And I suggested that this was an opportune time for them to do a reparation, in a sense, in that they had previously cast the Black King with a wonderful bass baritone singer, but who was not black.
As we call it now, blackface, right?
Yes. I felt that it was a kind of an insult to black singers, of whom there were a plethora at that time, Bill Warfield and Paul Robeson and on and on and on. And then I included myself and said that they should take advantage of the opportunity to cast the role with a black singer.
And they took you up on it.
Yes, they did. Surprisingly, they called me and asked me to come up to New York to audition. I did. I got the role.
With all that is going on in our society today, this is a great example of how one person can make a difference, break down some color barriers, as you did in the music business and in education, because education continued to be a focus of your career. You were the first African-American faculty member appointed to the U of M School of Music back in 1968, and you then shortly thereafter started what's called the Our Own Things Instructional Program. What did you see in the Ann Arbor Public Schools you once attended that made you start that program?
I felt that the schools were not as encouraging as I wished they would be, although I was an exception, and there were a few other persons of color. But generally speaking, there was not a very encouraging atmosphere for black singers and black instrumentalists and black violinists to be parts of the schools, although this was not an overt or necessarily intentional maneuver on their part. It was that the blacks of that day were disadvantaged financially and could not afford the instruments and the instruction, the private instruction that would make them competitive with their colleagues. And so I thought that the Our Own Thing instructional program might have a role in changing that atmosphere.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack from the Arts Alliance, and we're talking with Dr. Willis Patterson.
So, Willis, it's some 50 years later since you've started so many of these programs, and your influence is certainly there. We know that there's still a lot of work to be done in the music industry and the arts, you know, to create parity and racial parity. What progress, though, do you think has really taken hold over these years?
The programs at the various universities around the country have had their eyes open, I say proudly, led by the University of Michigan, which has really been very forthcoming in being persuaded to advertise its offerings in the black communities of the state and the graduate opportunities for students around the country of color. And its performance ensembles and choirs have certainly been forthcoming in featuring many of those performers, chief among of which is Jesse Norman, who did a graduate work here.
Of course, you mentored.
I did help mentor her, yes.
You know, singing is one thing, which, of course, you're enormously talented, and you've played stages all over the country and world, but teaching is another, and you're so well known for being that mentor to many. But I love that you're also still singing. Your choral group, Our Own Thing Chorale, is performing here this weekend and next week, doing a virtual Christmas celebration. Will you be performing any solos with the group?
No, I don't really do any singing anymore. Having just gotten past my 90th birthday, I figure that the voice does not have quite the predictable qualities that I'd like to grow accustomed to. But it's now being conducted by a former student of mine, a wonderful singer himself and a conductor, very experienced conductor by the name of Darnell Ishmael, who came to the University of Michigan from Lansing as a freshman and has performed quite a bit around the country, both as a conductor and as a singer, and is doing a tremendous job in this reconceptualized performance form, which we call virtual now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad that he has the background and information and capacity with that, because I think if I were still conducting it, I'd probably spend more time trying to figure out what virtual really means rather than being a helpful participant in adapting the choir and the chorale to its requirements.
Well, Dr. Patterson, I think you probably are too humble to address this, but I'm going to ask anyway. You have broken down barriers. You have made a difference in literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people's lives over the years. You have expressed both passion for music, for performance, for civil rights, and for educating. When all is said and done, how would you like to be remembered?
You know, I count myself as having been blessed to be in the right place at the right time and to be used in this effort. And some of that blessing has had positive result with a large number of talented students with whom I've had the honor to be associated with is a major positive outcome for me. And I guess I would love to be able to inspire others to be so disposed to be used blessed in that fashion.
Well, you got to put the right person in the right job, and you were the right person, sir.
Well, I wound up learning to be the right person.
Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence today, and there's so much more to know about you. We'll lead people to your book, The Autobiography of Willis C. Patterson. It's available on Amazon, and also to the Our Own Thing Chorale performances. That information will be on the website.
And I hope you'll enjoy it.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Have a happy holiday, and have a great concert experience.
The very same to you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Dr. Willis Patterson. I'm David Fair, and on behalf of Deb Pollock, we thank you for joining us for another edition of Creative Impact. You hear it each Tuesday exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.